Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, continuing with Krishna's words in text 19. One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every endeavor is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said by sages to be a worker for whom the reaction of work have been burned up, the reactions of work have been burned up by the fire of perfect knowledge. Comment. Srila Prabhupada comments, only a person in full knowledge can understand the activities of a person in Krishna consciousness. Because the person in Krishna consciousness is devoid of all kinds of sense gratificatory propensities, it is to be understood that he has burned up the reactions of his work by perfect knowledge of his constitutional position as the eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is actually learned who has attained to such perfection of knowledge. That's the end of Prabhupada's purport there. The comment continues. A devotee in transcendental knowledge never desires sense enjoyment because he knows Krishna as his Lord and Master, and himself as Krishna's servant. He is thus freed from material desires, and his actions are akarma and produce no reactions. Text 20. Abandoning all attachment to the results of his activities, ever satisfied and independent, he performs no fruitive action, although engaged in all kinds of undertaking. Comment. We should not give up work. We should be satisfied by dutiful work. We should give up attachment to the fruits of work. This verse describes a sadhaka, one endeavoring for perfection. The perfection of this consciousness, siddha, is explained in verses 21 and 22. 21. Such a man of understanding acts with mind and intelligence perfectly controlled, gives up all sense of proprietorship over his possessions and acts only for the bare necessities of life. Thus working, he is not affected by sinful reactions. Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains this, the understanding of a Krishna conscious person. Quote, he moves exactly like part of a machine. As a machine part requires oiling and cleaning for maintenance, so a Krishna-conscious man maintains himself by his work just to remain fit for action in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He is therefore immune to all the reactions of his endeavors. Like an animal, he has no proprietorship even over his own body. A cruel proprietor of an animal sometimes kills the animal in his possession, yet the animal does not protest. I laugh because Prabhupada, he compares the devotee to first a machine and an animal. Nor does it have any real independence. A Krishna conscious person, fully engaged in self-realization, has very little time to falsely possess any material object. For maintaining body and soul, he does not require unfair means of accumulating money. He does not, therefore, become contaminated by such material sins. He is free from all reactions to his actions. Comment continues. This verse speaks of a highly advanced, perfected devotee who is constantly greedy for Krishna's service. He considers himself insignificant and gives no importance to anything outside of that service. His qualities will now be further described. 22. He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions. Comment. A devotee on this platform does not even endeavor to beg for his sustenance. He depends on Krishna, who looks upon such an exalted devotee with great affection. Sripad Madhavendra Puri is an example of a devotee on this level. Madhavendra Puri neither worked nor begged for his food. He ate only when someone was prompted by Krishna from within to offer him food. When Madhavendra Puri traveled in Brajadham, he refrained from begging. One day Krishna saw his faith, affection, and detachment and personally brought Madhavendra Puri milk. As the saint sat at Govindakund near Govardhan Hill, the devotional consciousness of such a materially detached, spiritually attached soul is so sweet that it even attracts Krishna. Endowed with this consciousness, the devotee's mind is freed from the dualities of the material world. All day, the conditioned soul sees good and bad. He yearns for pleasure and tries to avoid distress. The devotee is above such considerations because he sees Krishna's hand in everything that occurs. The next verse introduces yajna. This topic will be expanded upon in verses 25 through 23. The work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. Coming. Here, Srila Prabhupada translates yajnaya as, quote, for the sake of yajna, Krishna, end quote. Our work is automatically situated in transcendence when it is performed as a sacrifice for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna will describe a variety of sacrifices in the following verses because these sacrifices have transcendental knowledge, the theme of this chapter, as their ultimate goal. We should not underestimate the importance of acquiring transcendental knowledge, knowledge about Krishna, the Jivatma, the material world, and the process of devotional service solidifies our devotional practices. Tahan vishtarita hana fal prema fal ihan mali seji nitya shavanadijal. The devotional creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love for Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. That is a text from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.155. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport to that verse, every living entity is wandering within this universe in different species and on different planetary systems according to his fruit of activities. Out of many millions of living entities, one may be fortunate enough to receive the seed of Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. By the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, one nourishes the Bhakti Lata by gradually sprinkling it with the water of Shravana Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. In this way, the seed of Bhakti Lata sprouts and grows up and up through the whole universe until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and reaches the spiritual world. The Bhakti Lata continues to grow until it reaches the topmost planetary system, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives. There the creeper takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and that is its final destination. At that time, the creeper begins to grow the fruits of ecstatic love of God. It is the duty of the devotee who nourishes the creeper to be very careful. It is said that watering the creeper must continue. Ihan mali seichi nitya shravanadijal. It is not that it's at a certain stage one can stop chanting and hearing and become a mature devotee. If one stops, one certainly falls down from devotional service. Although one may be very exalted in devotional service, he should not give up the watering process of Shravanam Kirtanam. If one gives up that process, it is due to an offense. The comment continues. Cultivating Krishna conscious knowledge is therefore essential. Only then can knowledge and work be combined so that one's work becomes a sacrifice to Krishna. Krishna summarizes his teachings on akarma by next describing the absolute quality of a sacrifice performed in spiritual consciousness. And we shall end here for the moment. And Krishna willing, we shall soon continue. Hare Krishna.